If your arms haven't changed, no matter how many times you've tried, your body is already telling you why. The problem is, most women were never taught how to recognize those signals. So they keep pushing harder instead of listening smarter. Today, you're going to learn how to understand what your body is saying so you can finally see real results and change your arms. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, arm coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 106. So there's a private Facebook group that you can join with Arms by Christine. It's a closed community filled with women who are working on building strong, toned arms and, more importantly, building trust with themselves. And I'll tell you, it's one of the most powerful spaces you can step into if you want ongoing support. You can ask me questions, connect with other women, and hear what they're navigating. You get to see their obstacles, their breakthroughs, and the real life moments in between. One of the biggest reasons women stay stuck when it comes to changing their arms isn't because they don't care or aren't capable. It's because reaching out for support, it can feel vulnerable. There's often unnecessary shame around where they're starting, what they've done, or how many times they've tried before. That shame keeps them quiet, and silence keeps them stuck. But something shifts when you hear from other women who are in the exact same place as you. When you realize you're not the only one thinking these thoughts or facing these challenges, it changed things. That shared honesty alone can be incredibly transformative. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up today is because someone in the group recently shared a quote that stopped me in my tracks. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. She wrote, "Our bodies tell stories, and they always tell the truth when we listen." Now, when I read that, I got chills because it's so viscerally true, right? Our bodies are always communicating with us. They reflect our patterns, our habits, and our beliefs. And when we slow down enough to listen, right, really listen, they will tell us exactly what's going on. Now, that listening part can be challenging, and I know that firsthand. But when you do listen, your body will always tell you the truth. Now, I tell people this kind of funny thing. I say that my left foot is actually what started changing everything for me. I know it sounds strange. I know. It's a little unexpected, maybe even a little ridiculous, but it's also true. I shared a small piece of this story inside the private Facebook group for Arms by Christine, but I wanted to tell you the whole thing here because it's such a powerful example of what happens when you're willing to listen to your body. When you actually pay attention, your body will tell you the truth about what's really going on in your life. Before I became a coach and started helping women transform their arms and habits, I spent over 2 decades working as a dental hygienist. And one thing that job taught me is that the body always leaves clues. I saw it every single day. People would come in convinced something was wrong with their teeth. But what we'd actually find was evidence of stress, grinding, inflammation, or habits they didn't even realize that they had. The body was telling the story long before they were ready to hear it. Back then, my schedule was packed. I was constantly moving, constantly working, constantly pushing, right? Long days in the chair, repetitive motions, leaning over patients, barely stopping to check in with myself. I was so focused on showing up for everyone else that I rarely paused long enough to notice what my own body was trying to say. And then one day, my body got louder. I remember it so clearly. I woke up one morning, swung my legs out of bed, stood up, and something felt very wrong with my left foot. When I put weight on it, I could barely stand. It was like the tendons were screaming at me to stop. But I didn't stop. I had a full day of patients scheduled. People were counting on me. Charts were pulled. Appointments were set. And in my mind, there was no option except to keep myself going. So I told myself my foot would just have to wait. And that's exactly what I did. I kept moving. I kept working. I kept pushing through. Now, what's interesting is this. That issue with my foot did not suddenly appear one morning. It wasn't new. It hadn't just shown up out of nowhere. I had actually been telling my foot to wait for about 9 months earlier. The discomfort had started as a little whisper, just a small nagging sensation when I was on my feet all day at the dental office. And if you've ever worked a job where you're standing, leaning, and repeating the same movements hour after hour, you know how easy it is to brush something like that off. At first, it was just a little tiny annoyance. Then it turned into limping a little between patients. But I kept telling myself, I don't have time to deal with this. My schedule was packed. Patients were booked out. People were counting on me. And in my mind, there was no room for slowing down to take care of it. Part of me also knew that if I went to get it checked, it wouldn't be a quick fix. It wouldn't be a 5-minute solution. It might mean treatment, exercises, changes, maybe even physical therapy. And that felt like a lot. So instead, I told myself, maybe it would just go away on its own. Maybe it would magically fix itself. That was my magical thinking. Eventually, it got so bad that I knew I couldn't ignore it anymore. I remember sitting down and reaching out to get a specialist recommendation because I realized I was at the point where I could barely walk comfortably. And when you reach that point, you know the truth is you're not dealing with something new. You're dealing with something you postponed. That's when it really hit me. My body had been telling my story all along. And the story it was telling was this. She isn't listening. She's pushing through. She thinks everything else is more important than her own signals. That was the message my body had been sending me for months. And when I finally listened, the truth was right there. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't complicated. My body had been telling me for months what I hadn't been willing to hear. When I talk to women now about what actually changes their arms, their habits, and their confidence, I always tell them this. The physical transformation matters. Yes. Seeing muscle definition, feeling stronger, watching your sleeves fit differently, all of that is exciting. But the deeper shift, the one that really changes everything, is the relationship you build with yourself. I often say that shift started the moment I couldn't ignore my foot anymore. I had to listen. I had to pay attention. The pain was too loud to push aside. And this is what happens for so many women. Their body is trying to get their attention long before they're ready to hear it. Now, it might sound like fatigue that never goes away. It might feel like joints ache after doing simple things. It might look like arms that don't respond no matter how many times you promise you'll start again on Monday. The signals are there. The body is speaking, but most of us wait until the discomfort gets loud before we decide to do something about it. Now, here's what's important. That moment didn't magically change everything overnight for me. I didn't suddenly become someone who listened perfectly to her body. I didn't wake up the next day transformed into a woman who had it all figured out. What did change was this. For the first time, I paid attention to something I had ignored for months. And once you truly tune in to one signal your body is sending, you start to hear the rest of them too. That's exactly what happened to me. Because when I got honest, I realized my relationship with my body hadn't felt right for a long time. I had been overriding signals, right? Ignoring fatigue, pushing through discomfort, dismissing tension. There was physical strain, yes, but there was also frustration, disappointment, and that quiet voice wondering why I kept promising myself I'd do better and then not following through. I felt all of it in my body, the physical strain and the emotional weight together. But the only strategy I knew back then was to push it down, stay busy, and keep going. Back then, I didn't have any real tools. I didn't have a method for understanding what was going on inside me. I didn't have a process for working through resistance or discomfort or even doubt. All I knew how to do was override the signals and keep going, right? Push through, stay busy, distract myself, convince myself everything was fine, as long as I stayed productive and kept performing. When I finally started changing my habits, it wasn't because I forced myself harder or suddenly became more disciplined. It happened because I began paying attention. That's why understanding the think, feel, act cycle is so powerful compared to just trying to muscle your way through change. When you rely only on willpower or motivation or promises to do better, you never actually learn what's driving your actions. You're just trying to control the behavior on the surface without understanding the pattern underneath it. What changed everything for me was learning how to listen, not just to my body, but to my thoughts, my fears, my excuses, my hopes, my frustrations, all of it. I had to be willing to hear what was really going on inside my own mind. And honestly, that was the last thing I wanted to do. Listening felt uncomfortable. It felt exposing, right? Because at that point, I didn't understand that I could change what I heard. I didn't know that once you understand what's creating your feelings and actions, you can actually shift them. I thought I was stuck with whatever showed up in my mind. I was very practiced at telling myself things like, I don't have time. I am too busy. I'll deal with this later. It felt easier to ignore what was happening internally and just keep moving, keep producing, right? Keep performing, right? I kept hoping that the parts of me that procrastinated or overrode my own needs would somehow fix themselves without me having to look at them directly. I thought if I just stayed busy enough, someday those patterns would disappear on their own. But of course, ignoring it never actually works, right? I couldn't keep overriding what my body was telling me. I couldn't pretend I didn't feel the strain, the fatigue, the tension, or the frustration, right? Your body is telling you a story right now. And that story is honest, it's accurate, and it's real. But you have to be willing to listen. It amazes me how easy it is for all of us to dismiss what we feel physically and emotionally. We tell ourselves we're too busy, right? We tell ourselves we'll deal with it later. We convince ourselves, oh, it's not that big of a deal. And we hope whatever feels off will somehow resolve itself without our attention. It won't. Your body is trying to help you. Signals aren't random. Their information. And I see this again and again with the women I coach. There are moments when something feels off. Maybe your shoulders ache when you reach overhead. Maybe your arms fatigue faster than you expect. Maybe you feel discouraged every time you put on a sleeveless top. there's a signal there. In the short term, it's always easier to ignore, to distract yourself and to tell yourself you'll think about it later. That might buy you time for a little while, but there is so much power in choosing to pay attention because eventually you will have to. Your body will keep repeating the message until you hear it. So here's something I want you to consider this week, not just about your arms, but really about your life. What story is your body telling you right now? If you had to write it out like a headline, what would it say? How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? How do you feel after a long day? How do you feel when you're getting dressed? How do you feel when you're around other people? How do you feel when you're alone with your own thoughts? There is information in all of that. Your body might be telling you a story about exhaustion or tension that never quite releases, or restlessness or insecurity, or the constant feeling that you're behind and rushing to catch up. Or maybe it's the quiet hope that someday you'll feel strong, capable, and at home in yourself. Those signals aren't random. They're messages. It might be the story you feel in your shoulders when you hesitate before lifting your arms. It might be the story in how quickly your arms tire when you carry groceries or reach for something on a high shelf. It might be the story that shows up when you look in the mirror and immediately notice your arms before anything else. For some of you, the story sounds like tension. For others, it sounds like self-doubt. For many women, it sounds like that voice that whispers, "Why can't I figure this out?" Or "Why do my arms still look like this?" That is not random. That is information. Your body is always communicating with you, not to shame you, not to judge you, to guide you. And when you're willing to listen instead of criticize, you start hearing the truth about what your body needs, the truth about what your habits are creating, the truth about what's actually been getting in your way. And once you hear that truth, you can finally take action that works. Okay, not punishment, not extremes, not starting over again. Real action that builds strength, confidence, and trust in yourself. So here's what I want you to do this week. Get curious instead of critical. Ask yourself what your arms are trying to tell you. Write it down. Notice what you've been ignoring. Notice what keeps repeating. There is a message there for you, I promise. And if you're ready to stop guessing and finally understand what your body has been trying to show you, come join us inside Arms by Christine. That's where we do this work together. That's where you learn how to listen, how to respond, and how to become a woman who follows through for herself. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.